Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Psalm 46, which we read a portion of earlier this morning, was one of Martin Luther's favorite psalms. In fact, it was that psalm, and especially its opening words, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble," and its closing words, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." It was those words that inspired Luther to one day sit down and write what has since become one of the most treasured hymns of the Christian church, "A Mighty Fortress is Our God." Psalm 46 and its message, that God is our refuge and strength, that he is our help in trouble, that he is our mighty fortress, meant a great deal to Luther, and all the more so because he had not always seen God that way. As a young man, a young monk, Luther had not found refuge or peace in God, or anywhere else for that matter. He lived in a state of spiritual depression. He looked at himself and saw a poor, miserable sinner. He looked to God and saw a righteous judge who hates sin. And so how, Luther asked, could a sinner such as he ever hope to withstand God's judgment? He made every effort to live a strictly obedient life, even to the point of flogging himself to try to bring his body into submission. But it was no use. In fact, during those early years in the monastery, in his frustration and disillusionment over his inability to live up to the standards of God's law, in those years, Luther drifted further and further away from God. In a letter that he wrote to a friend at that time, Luther said, "I daily find myself approaching closer and still closer to hell." And then, by God's gracious providence, two important things happened in Luther's life. First, an older friend, his supervisor, Johann Staupitz, encouraged Luther, when he was worried about his salvation, to stop torturing himself with worry and to instead look to the wounds of Jesus Christ and to find his shelter in those wounds. That began to give Luther some comfort. And then second, Luther was assigned to teach religion at the University of Wittenberg. In preparation for his teaching, Luther studied Genesis, Psalms, Romans, and Galatians. Study those books, take them to heart, and they will change you. And sure enough, in really studying those portions of Scripture for the first time, everything did change for Luther. And as a result of that, things soon came to change throughout the world. As Luther immersed himself in those scriptures, he came across one passage after another, telling him things that he very much needed to hear, but that he had not been hearing, things that were not being taught or preached in the churches at that time. What he discovered there in God's word is the gospel itself, the good news that although we poor, miserable sinners cannot earn peace and forgiveness from God, peace and forgiveness have already been earned for us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Salvation, Luther learned there in God's word, is a free gift from God, a gift that belongs to all who trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior. As Luther began to realize this truth more and more, he came at last to see that God truly was his refuge and strength, his mighty fortress. And that discovery affected every part of Luther's life. At last, he was set free from trying to earn God's approval. Knowing that by God's grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ alone, he already had God's approval, that he was a forgiven, beloved child of God. The fog of Luther's spiritual depression at last lifted. Describing what that felt like, he wrote, "I felt that I had been born again and entered into paradise itself through open gates." His life certainly did not become easy, but he now knew where to find real refuge and strength to carry him through the difficult times in life. He knew that the Lord was his mighty fortress. Though he faced opposition from both the Pope, who excommunicated him, and the Emperor, who declared him an outlaw, Luther found strength in the Lord to remain faithful to God's word, so that when he was ordered to recant what he had been teaching, he was able to say, "Unless I am convinced by the testimony of the scriptures or by clear reason, I am bound by the scriptures I have quoted, and my conscience is captive to the word of God. I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand, I cannot do otherwise. May God help me. Amen." He knew that no matter what the religious or governing authorities might do, he would ultimately be safe and secure in the protection of the mighty fortress who is our God. And that understanding of what God is like sustained Luther through all the difficulties that he faced, both professional and personal, right to the end. At the end of his life, Luther suffered from a number of health problems. And one day, suffering from severe chest pains, he knew that the end of his time in this world was approaching. A friend who was with him said that Luther stood at the window that evening and prayed aloud, "The pain is so severe, God. I'm ready to come home to you, Father." A little later, he fell asleep in the Lord, in the hands of a God who was taking Luther into the perfect, peaceful refuge of his heavenly kingdom, the home of all who believe, where he would be in a mighty fortress, where Luther could at last truly rest in peace and security. So Luther personally found comfort and strength in the Lord. And that same knowledge of God as our mighty Savior also guided him in his service to God's people, including us. Having come to personally know the great comfort of God's free, forgiving grace, Luther devoted his life to bringing that good news to all the world, so that they too could know the peace of resting in God's grace, finding refuge and strength in him, of living in the shelter of the mighty fortress who is our God. That's what motivated Luther and gave purpose to everything he did, his preaching, his teaching, his writing of books, his writing of hymns, his translation of the Bible into German, the everyday language of the people. He did all that because he wanted everybody to know. He wanted us here today to know that God is our refuge and strength, that he is our ever-present help in trouble, that he is our mighty fortress. He wanted us to know that in the forgiveness that Christ won for us on the cross, there is refuge and strength for us. He wanted us to know that in our baptism, where God washes our sins away and takes us in as his own dear children, there is refuge and strength for us. He wanted us to know that in the freeing and forgiving power of God's word, there is refuge and strength for us. He wanted us to know that in Holy Communion, as Christ comes to us personally, in his body given for us and his blood poured out for us, there is refuge and strength for us. He wants us to know that in prayer, as we come before not a stern judge, but rather a loving Father, and cast our cares upon him. There is refuge and strength for us. He wants us to know that by God's grace alone, through faith alone, on account of Jesus Christ alone, we have the refuge and strength of the mightiest fortress. He wants us to know the truth of what our Lord says to us in Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains move into the heart of the sea. For the Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our fortress. Those words of that psalm have stood the test of time. Those words were true 3,000 years ago when that psalm was first written and sung. Those words were true about 2,000 years ago when God gave his only begotten Son for us to be our refuge and strength, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Those words were true about 490 years ago when Luther was inspired by the words of that psalm to write the hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And those words will continue to endure throughout time, for the word of God will stand forever. God is and always will be our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble for us. He is and will always be our mighty fortress. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.